verse number 21 and 22, which we'll do today, will continue the same idea. So chapter 4, verse number 21. Nirashiriyata chittatma. Yakta sarva parigraha. Shariram kevalam karma. Kurvannapnoti kilbisham. So nirashi means without asha, without hope. You mean he's hopeless? Yes, he is hopeless. Yata chittatma. Yata means controlled. Chitta means mind. Atma means body or means the self. So body and mind are controlled. Person is without hope. Tyakta, giving up sarva parigraha. Giving up all possessions. Give up all possessions? Yes. It's all possessions. Bhagavan says give up. Shariram kevalam karma, with the body. Shariram, here it is used as an instrument, with the body. Kevalam karma, even though he is working with his body. Kurvan, even though doing, na apnoti kilbisham. Apnoti means does not get. Kilbisham is sin. So he or she does not acquire any sin while working in the world. So without hope, now this sounds like, you mean he has no hope in life? Hope is always in the future. I hope I get it. I hope. So I'm always thinking in the future that by doing this action, I will get it. And then what happens? I become a beggar. Oh, please give me this, please give me that, you know, give me a little love, give me this object. So Bhagavan says, do not be a beggar. Even when we go to the temple, what do? Go as a beggar. Bhagavan, can I have this, can I have that? Please make sure my daughter gets married. Please make sure my son gets a job. We have a whole shopping list that we give to him and say, okay, give me this. He says, you have come to here, you ask for me. When you have the Lord of the universe, what more can you need for? Janaki Nath Sahaikar. When you are going to the temple, ask for Bhagwan. Bhagwan, come in my life, come in my heart, be with me. Worldly things I can get with my own effort. I can go out and work. My son can go out and find a job. Why should I be begging for that? I should ask, oh Lord, come in my heart and give me love, give me joy, give me sympathy for all. May I see you in everybody. So when you go to the temple or go to the, do not beg for things, beg for the Lord himself to come in my heart. And hope is always in the future. So while I am working, I do my best and let the future take care of itself. What is the future? The present manifesting later on is future. So if I have done a good job in the present, my future is guaranteed. I am bound to do well. So do not have worry about what will happen. Do the best. And while working in the world, what is the biggest problem is what will I get? By doing this, will I become more successful? Will I become more famous? Will people appreciate me? And will people say, wow, you are so good. Will I become rich? So all the time, so it should not is what will I get, what will I give. That should be the goal of action. What can I give? And when my motive is pure, then results are guaranteed. And body and mind controlled, yata chittatma. So Bhagavan says that while you are working in the world, there are two kinds of obstacles that can come. One is the bodily. I promise somebody, you know, I will do this job for you or I'll come and help you. In the morning you wake up, I'm tired. You know, I had a busy weekend and Friday, Saturday I slept late at night. Sunday morning, ek hi to din milta hai, you know, let me sleep little bit. And I'd sleep till 10, 11 and because I'm exhausted. So I don't do what I'm supposed to do. So I have taken up a project which I had promised, but physically I'm tired, or mentally I don't feel like it. I mood nahi hai. You know, that is our standard answer. I felt I wanted to do it, but I couldn't do it. I didn't feel like. So they say that your body and mind should be under your control. If you have promised something, the body may say, I'm tired. It doesn't matter. If I have promised, I get up and go. And then what happens is that once you do, then automatically the fatigue will go away, because most of the fatigue is not physical, it is mental. I just don't feel like doing it, so we come up with all kinds of excuses. So body and mind should be under my control. If my mind says I don't feel like it, say it doesn't matter. You may not feel like it, but remember, you promised last week you will do it. So whatever activity you have promised, undertake it and do it 100% with full effort. Because half-hearted jobs, you put 50% effort, is not good enough. Either you don't do it, or if you're going to do it, put 100% effort. That's what, if you look at Bhagavan Sri Krishna, whatever he did, and that's what he tells Arjuna, that this job you have at this moment is what you are, is the right thing for you to do, because it is dharma, it is the right. So put all your effort. Do not put a half-hearted effort. That you will not be, because the enemy you are facing is vast. Then parigraha means possessions. So what Bhagavan is saying, not that you give up everything you own, but give up the greed. Give up the greed for possessing. This reminds me of a story. So the leaders of America, Russia, and Brazil, you can say Brazil or you can say India, it doesn't matter, but the leader of America, Russia, and India met somewhere. And so they visited the American's house, and he had a Rolls Royce, you know, in his garage. How did you get this Rolls Royce? He said, you see that bridge over there? I took 5% out of it. Even though I was not supposed to, I got 5% commission, and I stole 5%. And that's how I bought the Rolls Royce. I say, okay, you know, politicians are like that. And then they went to the Russian's house. And Russian had a Rolls Royce and a Mercedes, and he had a better house than the American. How did you get all these? You know, you see that bridge over there? Yeah, I took off 20% from the top. I skimmed 20% and put some inferior material. And so I made this all these things. Okay, good. Then they go to the Indian's house. And he has a huge mansion, and he has a Maserati and a Ferrari and a Rolls Royce. Wow, how did you get this house and all these cars and all? He said, you see that bridge over there? Say, what bridge? We don't see any bridge. He said, yeah, that's it. Exactly. So that is called greed. You know, that is called corruption, where I get what I don't deserve. That is called parigraha. And the point is that this ownership that I own, this is my house, this is my wife, this is my children, and this I and my makes a problem. I'm a tenant. This house belongs to Bhagwan. He has given it, even though I have paid for it. The money, where did I get from? From earning. How did I earn? Because I have this body, mind, intellect. So everything and whatever I have earned, whatever I have collected in this earth, I didn't create it. I didn't create this earth. Bhagwan made this earth. And whatever I have collected, everything is his. And I'm just a tenant. So I have no sense of ownership. And give up unnecessary things. Like the example they give, I was reading a commentary. Like, say you get in a boat and you are the captain of the ship. There's a little boat, and by mistake you put too many passengers, and everybody brought their bags. And as you go halfway, you suddenly realize the boat is sinking. Why? It has too many passengers and too much luggage. And you can't turn back because the current is pushing me that way. Now, what am I to do? You know, the boat will sink, all the passengers will die. So what you tell the passengers? Throw all the luggage out. You know, it's better the luggage is gone rather than your life. So you start throwing unnecessarily. Whatever is, but suppose you start throwing the sailboat and the anchor, that's not going to work, because the sailboat, the sails of the sailboat are what is taking the boat. And you say, I'm going to throw the sail and the anchor. No, you cannot throw the sail and the anchor. That's necessary. The sail is needed for the boat to go. The anchor is needed for the boat to stop. So the essential things you keep, the sails and the anchor. But the unnecessary, you're not going to throw passengers, obviously. But you throw all the luggage and then make your boat light where it can reach the other shore. And then there you put your anchor and the sails are the one. So similarly in life, we have necessary things, what we call as need. But then above that is what I want. And the want is endless. I need is good. You keep your essentials. But if you look at our house, we have so much clutter, you know, so many unnecessary things, so many extra clothes, so many extra. So start giving them away. Lighten your load, because when you want to go to the Lord, you go light. I have no possessions, Bhagwan, except you. So keep the essential. What that does is you simplify your life. What we do is unnecessarily complicate our life with so many possessions, so many things. So start sharing. And whatever money I have, whatever possessions I have, what is essential for me, I keep. What is extra, I share. So that I, and the more you share, the more the Lord gives. So, but have this detachment that I do not need these things to make me complete. So parigraha is that possession, this where we value things more than we value people. And if in life I find that I value things more than I value people, then I'm doing something wrong. So I have to look within, what is more important to me? Is it my family or my bank account? Is it, you know, so those things. And the more I accumulate, the more stronger my desires become, the more stronger my vasanas become, and the more I become selfish. So increasing vasanas leads to selfishness, leads to sin. That's why he says, kurva na apnoti kilvisham. So one who has minimum possessions, who has no sense of doership, slowly his vasanas get reduced. The less vasanas, the less sin. The more vasanas, the more selfishness I have, the more I will want to possess, take from others, like, you know, take what I don't deserve, like that person building the bridge. So that will just strengthen my ego, strengthen my doership, increase my selfishness. So surrender to the Lord and ultimately remember that the Lord alone is the owner of everything. I am just a tenant. He is the owner. I am a tenant. I am temporary. Anyway, he is. How long am I going to be on this earth? 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, maybe 100 years. After that, I have to leave this earth. So I am here temporarily and the Lord is the permanent. So that understanding should be there. And then the 22nd verse, which continues the same idea. Some of the ideas are repeated, not only here, but repeatedly in the Bhagavad Gita. Why the Lord is doing that? Because he knows we will forget. See, even though we have heard, but hammering is like a nail. You keep on hammering. Finally, it goes deep inside. So repeated hammering of this knowledge will make it sink. Dimag mein jayega. So that is the idea. That repeated hammering of this knowledge, so that ultimately it should become reflex, where I don't even have to think. What will the Bhagavad Gita do in this situation? What will Lord Krishna do? What will Ramchandra ji do? What would Jesus do? So that understanding should come automatically. And that only happens with repeated listening and repeated thinking about this. Whatever we have heard, we should go home and reread the book and then think about it.